have our second annual Blueberry Dance Festival that we do in conjunction with the Downtown Blueberry Festival. And what it is this year, of course, because we can't stay small, we've expanded to a three-day dance festival featuring over 22 free dance workshops, a dance competition, a dance performance, out-of-town guests. We have a lot of very experienced dancers coming in to teach some intensive workshops, and it's just 3 days of dancing.
Safe to say, then, that if you're doing it again and expanding it, the first time went pretty well.
Yes, it did. We had lots of people from across the Upper Peninsula, from Houghton, Sault Ste. Marie, Escanaba. People are looking for a place to gather that's not Chicago or Detroit to come and have some dance experiences, and we're lucky enough to have them here in Marquette.
Well, when you talk dance, you talk about a probably full week worth of conversation on different things that we could go into here. What is there one single focus? Is there a multitude of focuses, different genres, different styles? What are we looking at?
There is. There's over 22 free dance workshops, but the two people we have coming from out of town to teach intensive workshops are Byron Elastic Reynolds, who was featured in the movie Save the Last Dance. He's worked with artists that were probably played on maybe this station, Pink, Genuine, Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
He's teaching a hip-hop, but it's more of an old-school hip-hop pop, waving, locking. And then we have Celia Weiss-Bambara, who has a PhD in dance history and theory, who's teaching contemporary fusional. And they're both from out of town, both very experienced, and we're lucky to have them here.
And you brought Camilla with you.
Yes, I did, because she's the dance expert, not myself.
Sounds like some pretty hot folks coming in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's your involvement in this whole thing? I know that she's kind of the whole, you know, come here and talk about it. And are you boogieing out there? Now we'll get back to the other stuff. What's your involvement, Camilla?
Well, I work at the Second Skin Shop, which is the dance store in town, and so I deal with a lot of the instructors from all over the UP in different areas. So I brought in all the instructors. I just asked them to volunteer their time, and we even have an instructor from Wisconsin that's teaching clogging as one of the free workshops.
So if we've got hip-hop and clogging, my guess earlier is the correct, then, that we've got several different styles.
Yep, several different, anything from modern to typical jazz, all the way to ballet, to belly dance, to folk dance, yoga.
So who are you looking for to take part in this? Are you looking at pretty much across the board?
Yeah, all ages and all levels.
Yeah, it's a great experience. A lot of times last year, people were able to try out a different style of dance that maybe they were interested in. I know we had one youth from Newberry who comes up to the hospital quite frequently, and I guess her child's always wanted to dance, saw the free workshop down in the commons, and now takes dance here every week, coming all the way from Newberry with an instructor here in town. So,
which is news and great news for someone like yourself, Camilla, too.
Yeah.
Folks involved. Now, is this in one spot? Is it spread out over town?
Oh, of course it's spread out. The majority of our free workshops are Friday down at the commons during the Blueberry Festival, inside and outside. And we also have them taking place at the Marquette Arts and Culture Center in the lower level, the Peter White Public Library. And then the competition and performance on Saturday are at Kauffman.
So how'd you get them all to volunteer their time, Camilla, when it comes to the instructors? That's sometimes easy to do, sometimes not. Did they leap on board with this pretty well?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I brought up the idea, they were right on board. And basically, it's free advertising for their studio. Mm-hmm. So
why do this in the first place? Where'd this idea come from a year ago to see if this stuck to the wall when you threw it?
Well, last year it started because we were trying to find another way to promote Blueberry Festival, which is an event that happens downtown. And also, as the economy is slowing down, just ways to promote the arts and provide free activities for the kids to do. A lot of the people in Marquette and their surrounding area go to Minneapolis or Chicago or even down to Ann Arbor for any kind of dance competition or training by professionals for professional intensive. So we thought, why not bring it up here?
So the response, like I asked Nikki a little bit ago, did it surprise you how well it went last year, or was it right where you thought it would be?
It didn't surprise me, but we did have to kind of put it together sort of last minute as we were waiting for approval on room rentals and everything. So last year, we weren't able to advertise it until after almost all the dance studios were done for the season, where this year we were able to promote it before that.
So how's the response been to this year so far, then?
Really, really good.
Yeah.
So like we said, things are bigger and better and expanded a little bit here. How can someone get involved in this? I mean, if you, do you just want them to find out where stuff's going and just be there? I mean, what are you looking at doing here?
Well, we have two different ways. People can go to either of our websites, mqtcty.org or secondskinshop.com, and look at our listing of free workshops. And for people who maybe aren't interested in doing dance like myself, I'm just not as good as Camilla here.
Come on, cut a rug, Nikki. Let's go.
There is a performance Saturday night as well at 7:30 p.m. at Kauffman Auditorium. So if you've shopped your day at Art on the Rocks and you want to come watch some dancers, both of our Byron Elastic Reynolds will be performing and Celia Weiss-Bambara. They'll both be performing solo pieces and pieces with those who signed up for the choreography workshops, along with some other Marquette dancers. Liza Hunter is going to be doing the silk. She's been traveling around the U.S. and Canada doing these. We have a lot of talent here right in Marquette. Jessica Pasolo will be performing. A lot of people who maybe you haven't seen on stage in a long time or have never seen on stage at all. It's going to be quite a performance for, I think, $5 or $10.
Well, Nikki jumped on this here a little bit, Camilla, and I know you can echo this. We talk about a lot about theater in this town and the talent that's here. And what you deal with dancers, a lot of talent in this town, too. And people may not get the opportunity, really, to see that very often.
Yeah, and actually, Celia Weiss-Bambara, she actually grew up in Marquette, and her parents still live here. And she now has her PhD in dance history and theory. So another thing that we were trying to promote is look at the Marquette dancers that have left the area, became a profession, and are coming back to show other students that are interested and can answer questions for them.
Well, Blueberry Dance Festival in conjunction with the Blueberry Fest downtown, July 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I'm assuming these are up. I've seen these, so these are up and under by now.
We have the workshop flyers. People can stop into Second Skin Shop on 3rd Street or Arts and Culture Center, the lower level of the Peter White Library.
Give them the websites again in case they didn't get a chance to catch that.
MQTCTY.org or secondskinshop.com.